welcome to yet another edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me as your host, Chris Speedy Screenshotter McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Joining me today to talk about leaked information for Wave 1 of the 6-inch G.I. Joe toy line is Justin Speedy Screenshotter Bell. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. Just a few hours ago, a number of retailers shared very interesting info that, if true, not only confirms a 6-inch G.I. Joe line, but also the characters included in the first wave of figures. The posts weren't up for very long, seemingly removed shortly after we shared some of them on our social networks, which does only help to stir the pot a little and speaks to the possibility that this is indeed legitimate information. The post was short on details, but suggested that Joe is coming back with a 6-inch line, much like Star Wars Black Series, with a case including Duke, Snake Eyes, Destro, Scarlet, and Roadblock. And more info would be coming regarding price and so on. Unfortunately, these posts were removed, as I said before, so we may not find out any more information until Toy Fair just around the corner. Justin, wow. I mean, firstly, how legitimate do you think this info is?
I'm willing to bet it's relatively legitimate. I mean, like you said, the fact that they disappeared pretty quickly is certainly suspicious, but I think even more so was just how clear it is that this is where Hasbro's going. If you look at Power Rangers, if you look at Star Wars, if you look at Marvel, this is, you know, anybody who they're trying, you know, any kind of collector base they're trying to appeal to, they're doing it with 6-inch figures now. So this isn't necessarily a shock or a surprise, but I certainly do think it's legitimate. Not only, like you said, the posts were taken down, it kind of matches Hasbro's motif, and the lowdown of the figures seems like it's a pretty safe bet. You know, you hear for years and years how retailers prefer the good guys over the bad guys, and there's only one bad guy in the case. I think one of the posts we saw actually said there's going to be two Snake Eyes and one of the rest of the figures, so that kind of lines up. The character, you know, kind of lineup seems to dovetail with a lot of what we saw. I'm a little surprised Destro's in there instead of maybe Storm Shadow.
Yeah.
But I think there's, you know, I think there'll be more coming as well, and we'll probably see them at Toy Fair, which is pretty exciting. You know, I'm obviously an old school G.I. Joe collector. I've been doing it since 1982, and, you know, 4 inches or 3 3/4 inch has been my bread and butter for a long time, but I love Sigma 6, and, you know, I've recently been getting more into some of the Marvel Legends stuff too, dabbling in that a little bit, and I'm kind of fired up to see what they do with these 6-inch toys.
I know, it's really exciting, and like I mean, we've been discussing this for months now, about a 6-inch line. I mean, there's been, you know, a lot of ripples in the community. Certain information has kind of poked out here and there from sources that will remain anonymous. But like I said, like, we've had a lot of kind of talk in this arena. Now it's kind of coming around, these little things being posted up. It's kind of like, well, we kind of knew it. We knew it was coming. There should be no surprise to anyone, really, that there's going to be 6-inch figures. I personally think this is legitimate info, mainly because everything was taken down so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, we saw, again, like in numerous different groups here, there, and everywhere, little bits sneaking out, little bits of information. So it's very intriguing that's happening. I'm a bit surprised as well that information got out, you know, because, I mean, we're talking about Toy Fair just around the corner. Hasbro can't be too happy about that information getting out, can they?
I wouldn't think so. And the funny thing is, it seems to happen almost all the time. I mean, you wonder, like, how does this stuff sneak through? But in almost every case that I can think of, you know, before Hasbro had some kind of, you know, revolutionary reveal, it always seems to leak out in some sort of form or fashion. And, you know, it shouldn't be a surprise. But yeah, they can't be happy, because you got to think, everywhere you look, you know, people are saying, oh, there's no G.I. Joe, there's no G.I. Joe. I just saw a Twitter account the other day, actually, it's called G.I. Joe is Dead. And like every day, it just kind of posts out that, yeah, G.I. Joe is still dead.
I actually followed it.
So, I mean, that seems to be the pervasive thought. So I think if Hasbro had revealed this at Toy Fair when people weren't really expecting it, I think it would have been bonkers, not just in the G.I. Joe community, but what people don't realize, what the hardcore Joe fans don't necessarily appreciate, is that, especially, you know, fairly new hardcore Joe fans, is that in the 80s, G.I. Joe was a cultural milestone. I mean, G.I. Joe was the Marvel Cinematic Universe back then. As popular as that is these days, that's what G.I. Joe was back then. And people don't really understand. They don't comprehend that the G.I. Joe comic outsold X-Men and Spider-Man on a regular basis back in the 80s. and that this brand impacted a large number of people who aren't really hardcore fans these days. They are obviously aware of it. But I mean, the comic and the cartoon and the toy line was revolutionary at the time. And these characters mean a lot to people that may not actively buy 4-inch figures, or may not actively buy, you know, Lightfoot or Hit and Run or,
you know, leave Lightfoot out of this. I like how you use Lightfoot and Hit and Run because there are two go-tos. Very good skills there, Justin.
But, you know, they will, you know, a 6-inch highly detailed Snake Eyes and Duke and Destro, they will be all over that. They will buy that stuff like crazy.
I just had a daydream there about how good a 6-inch Lightfoot and Hit and Run would be.
Oh, that'd be amazing, huh?
Imagine that Target exclusive 2-pack.
That'd be so amazing.
SDCC exclusive Night Force 2-pack of Lightfoot and Hit and Run.
So crazy.
Oh, mate, I'm going to stop talking now because it's just making me feel, it's getting me all funny. Now, the fandom, I wouldn't even say is like necessarily split. I just see so many negative reactions to this that it kind of bemuses me a little bit. It's kind of like, I'm pretty positive that it's not just going to be 6 inches that we're getting.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like everyone's jumping into this, pit of despair that it shouldn't be 6-inch because it's a vehicle line. You know, it's the Marvel Legends do it. Star Wars does it. Why can't Joe? Like, it's not, you don't have to have every single vehicle. Like, that can just be a nice little item here, there, and everywhere, much like they do in Black Series.
Right. And I challenge anybody who's kind of getting all riled up about that, you know, go to any toy store and walk up and down the aisles and tell me how many vehicles are there. I mean, it's a different market now than it was 30 years ago. I mean, I wish it wasn't, but yes, G.I. Joe in the 80s was a vehicle line that happened to come with 4-inch figures. And unbeknownst to everybody who launched it, those 4-inch figures catapulted themselves into the public consciousness. And that's the way it worked. And it's awesome. All of us are, you know, we're here talking about this on this podcast right now because of that.
Yeah.
But to be brutally honest, that's not where the market is now. You're not going to make a line that survives off of vehicles that happen to come with figures. You have to have character, and you have to have characters that tie into some mass media or some sort of cultural icon that people are aware of. And that's, you know, Duke is going to latch on to people a lot more than a vamp will. And that's just the fact.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got to kind of, if you want the brand to kind of survive, if you want it to reach the new generation, you got to take what you can get. And at this point, I think 6-inch is what you can get. And like you said, it's not like this is going to be the only G.I. Joe toy line. I'm sure, you know, G.I. Joe is known for its 4-inch line. It's known for its 12-inch line too. I don't know if we'll see any of that or not, but I'd be shocked if we didn't see some kind of 4-inch representation of G.I. Joe on the shelves.
Yeah.
You know, I think Hasbro does have kind of a finger on the pulse of history, so to speak. They've always had sort of a soft spot for G.I. Joe. It is one of their own internal kind of flagship brands that they want to see succeed. And I think they will take this opportunity with a movie coming out in 2020 to kind of do as much as they can. And I really do believe that along with these highly detailed 6-inch figures that are going to appeal to a lot more people than just the hardcore Joe fans, that we're going to see some smaller figures as well, and probably with some associated vehicles too. And it's not going to be a USS Flag or a Defiant or probably not even a Cobra Moray hydrofoil or a killer whale. It's going to be smaller, but I think people,
Claw,
yeah, there you go.
Ram cycle. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think people who like that stuff are going to get some of what they want, but people just have to realize it is not the 80s anymore. You can go to eBay and you can buy whatever vehicle you want, and probably in some cases for cheaper than you'd be able to get it on retail shelves. So, if you really love the Tomahawk, then go buy a Tomahawk. If you really love the Sky Striker, go buy the Sky Striker. If you really love the Rattler, you know what to do at this point, or the Killer Whale or the Moray. You can buy it all and enjoy it, and it won't impact anything that happens at retail these days. But for people who really identify with these characters and who have kind of grown up with these characters, you know, let them enjoy it. And these 6, you know, and I'm not really a Star Wars collector anymore, but I have a bunch of Star Wars Black figures just because they look really cool on display. They've got great accessories, great sculpting, great design. It's just a kind of really cool sort of representation of a part of my youth that, you know, I'm not invested in enough to own hundreds of, you know, figures and vehicles of. but I have like 5 or 6 figures on a shelf, and that represents the fandom to me, and that allows me to kind of express how I feel about Star Wars without going so deep down the rabbit hole that it just gets ridiculous. And that's what this can be to G.I. Joe, you know, to people who love G.I. Joe but are not hardcore fans.
Totally. And you know, I have to kind of suggest as well that I think there's a real feeling within the G.I. Joe community of not having anything like for so I say not having anything. We had hundreds of figures from the G.I. Joe club. We had, you know, since the 50th Toys R Us exclusive line, we haven't had anything at retail necessarily in terms of, you know, your classic figures. And you can tell it kind of hurts people, but you know, it's not like it's been a long period of time. Like, you know, everyone was so concerned that it was the end, and we'll never see figures again, and we'll never see them in this, that, and the other. And then all of a sudden we've got a Snake Eyes movie, and people are moaning at the fact we have a Snake Eyes movie. And it's like, what do you want? Do you want the brand to continue at all?
For all the griping that you'd hear, you'd think we'd gone through a 20-year drought. But, I mean, G.I. Joe, and I love G.I. Joe. I've loved it since 1982. It's been my go-to brand forever and ever and ever, even as I've kind of slipped from the fandom a little bit recently, but I love it. And I'd be the first to tell you that G.I. Joe has probably had way more success in the last 10 years than it probably deserved. I mean, it hasn't been in the public consciousness. It hasn't been, you know, a flagship brand to, you know, the public at large, but we've managed to be able to get figures for it, you know, almost every year up until, you know, just a few years ago. So I think we've gotten, people don't realize, you go back in time and you count how many figures we've gotten, thousands.
It's kind of mental.
If you look at, I mean, even with all of the Transformers,
still didn't get a modern
Lightfoot
though, did we?
That's true. Man, it sucks to be you, huh? I've got like 18 versions of Hit and Run.
You got Hit and Run every week. It was mental. At one point it was like, oh, they're just doing that for Justin. And then the next week, oh, they're just doing that for Justin.
I'm taking full credit for all those hit and runs.
Sorry, mate. I think I interrupted you in the middle of a point.
No, it was a good stopping point. I think that's, you know, G.I. Joe, I love the fact that we've still got comics. We've gotten several cartoon series. But yeah, I was just going to say, you know, for all the success that Transformers has had, I don't know if there's as many Transformers figures now as there are G.I. Joe figures. You know, I don't know if there are. I mean,
I'm not going to start counting. Asking me to go online and start counting, then... You know, I'll stop at Yojo, where you've got like 50-something Storm Shadows and like...
Exactly.
Is it like 80-something Snake Eyes now?
It's crazy.
Anyway.
So, I mean, yeah. I mean, you can say that G.I. Joe is dead and has been dead for a few years. But to Hasbro and Paramount's credit, I think they're trying to bring it back. And people that just kind of see the cast for the Snake Eyes movie and immediately discard it and just, you know, just kind of stomp all over it and say, this is going to suck, this is going to fail. Okay, maybe you don't like it, but who knows what's going to happen. You know, I seem to remember, and, you know, I used to read some old paper magazines back in the day, you know, before there's this newfangled internet stuff. And I just remember...
You sound so old.
I am old. but I remember reading time and time again, these irate fanboys who would write letters to magazines. They hated this so much, they would write letters to magazines saying how terrible Michael Keaton was going to be as Batman and how they were going to give up the property forever and it was going to tank the whole thing.
He's the best Mr. Batman Mom ever.
And all this stuff. Yeah. And that film redefined Batman as a cultural icon. And even though the long-term fans didn't like it and thought it was going to be stupid and terrible, the opposite was true. And I'm not going to say Hollywood is capable of doing that all the time. Lord knows they've had their share of failures and they've had a couple G.I. Joe potential failures. But you don't know until you see it. So, you know, give it a shot. You know, maybe it'll surprise you and maybe it'll kind of reignite a love of the brand that we've all grown to really appreciate over the past, you know, 3 or 4 decades.
Also, maybe kind of lighten up a little bit. Maybe just kind of relax and chill out a little bit. You know, this is we're not talking about world-ending things here. We're talking about toy lines and comics and f-ing merchandise. Like, this is not something to get. I mean, yes, you like. Trust me, I know passion for this stuff. Why would I put together the stuff that we do on the Full Force and Talking Joe and why would I be so vocal and go to cons and constantly travel? And, you know, I forcefully show my passion for this brand all the time. Don't, like, you know, if anyone is concerned about my passion for the brand, don't worry, it's there. Now, but what I don't understand is this kind of, you know, I get to a to an extent where people feel they've been let down over time. Right. I don't personally feel let down over a lot of this. Like, I would probably, you know, I'd be too entitled of me to say that I deserve more G.I. Joe stuff. I mean, that's just, it's crazy. Like, we've had, we've had a lot of this stuff.
Yeah. You're not making this specifically for me, and thus it's terrible. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, I'm definitely excited for this Snake Eyes movie, and I'm not going to tell people they should be excited because you can't force that. But I don't really understand the negative response to something that you haven't seen yet. You know, like, and I mean, yes, we could be having this conversation next year, and we could be saying, man, that was a movie that really destroyed any opportunity G.I. Joe had of making, you know, we might be saying that, but at the moment we're not. So let's maybe focus on the positive angle before we look at the doom and gloom aspect. We have just been leaked information that we're going to be getting more toys, and people are going absolutely nuts in a negative way. And it's like,
and these are going to be at retail. Like, you should, well, I mean, I'm assuming, I can't say that for sure, but I'm assuming we're going to be able to walk into Walmart and Target and see G.I. Joe
that,
on the shelves.
That actually leads me to a question, Justin, because obviously we're looking here at, it was called, it was Wave 1 was what was attached to information on this stuff. So we can probably assume this is like a case of figures for a retail, but well, because it was retailers that leaked that information. So with that in mind, we usually get store exclusives. We get SDCC stuff that goes along with this kind of thing. Are you expecting any other characters maybe to be brought in through that avenue? I mean, it happens pretty much across the board with Hasbro, so it's not like out of the ordinary if that happens here, right?
Right. I would agree. Yeah, I would think so. I think this is probably this might be an early sort of leak. I wouldn't be surprised if we see more than this at Toy Fair, especially since one of those retailers mentioned something about a June release. If you know, these figures are a June release, then I could see certainly a few more waves happening throughout the rest of the year.
It also hints, especially with the lineup of figures that have been discussed, Duke, Snake Eyes, Destro, Scarlet, and Roadblock, it suggests that maybe this might be a real American Hero infused set of figures. Now, this seems
that way.
Massive speculation, but Snake Eyes, they're not going to reveal what Snake Eyes looks like at this stage for the movie, are they?
Probably not. Although we may see that at Toy Fair. I don't know. I mean, the Toy Fair is supposedly, revealing kind of toys throughout the whole year. I mean, maybe they'll focus on, you know, this 6-inch line if it is real American Hero focus, which I think it probably is, especially with the inclusion of Destro, considering we haven't even heard a rumor about him in the Snake Eyes movie.
Well, and Duke as well.
And Duke, exactly.
And Roadblock. It's only really Scarlet and Snake Eyes, isn't it? Yeah.
That's true. So, yeah, I think chances of these being kind of more of a real American Hero vintage are probably very accurate, but who knows, maybe we won't see any movie stuff at Toy Fair, but I would be very surprised if we didn't, although they might save that for a Comic-Con, who knows.
And again, a lot of people were saying, like, no Cobra Trooper, no Cobra Commander, more obviously, and I'm like, well, you know, there'll be a second wave, but not just that, don't forget you're going to have Target, Walmart, like I said, SDCC all jumping on board for exclusives that we clearly don't know what that is yet, because that information, that it's the retailers giving this information away are not Walmart and Target. So I imagine that there will be exclusives as well. You know, just think about what you've seen previously, like, you know, and how those rollouts have happened. I think G.I. Joe is on Hasbro's radar as a big deal right now because of this movie that's coming up.
Sure. Absolutely.
And therefore, I think, you know, you can whether you think Joe is dead or not, on that Twitter post or whatever, that Twitter page, it's actually still happening and figures are coming out. And this is really kind of cool information.
Definitely.
And again, this is leaked info that's out there now. So we're just talking about it. So I don't see how I hope this doesn't get us in any trouble.
And don't take this commentary as 100% fact. We all realize this is total speculation. None of this is confirmed. This is all rumors. But, we're allowed to get on and talk about it, even if it's not 100% confirmed. So absolutely. If it doesn't end up happening, this was still a fun conversation to have, because who knows what might happen in the future. But we reserve the right to speculate.
That's the best bit of legal speak we've ever had on this show. Thank you, Justin.
Sure.
Buddy, thank you for jumping on and chatting this wild, wild news.
Absolutely.
Isn't it crazy?
Absolutely. My pleasure. It's awesome. We're talking about G.I. Joe toys that might be coming out this year. How can that be a bad thing?
On a level of wet bells, how many wet bells are you?
I am like all sorts of wet bells. I don't know what number. I don't know how to quantify the wetness of my bells. It's a tough call.
Mine is drenched. I'm in drenched mode right now. I have a drenched bell.
That's a good one. Yeah, drenched. I'm going to change all the review structure on Generous Joes to that now.
I want to see the icons for that instead of
this
stars.
New 6-inch Snake Eyes figure is drenched.
Oh, goodness me.
This one's
me.
Just moist. I'm going to use moist.
Right, we're going to have to stop now, because otherwise we're going to get him in so much trouble, not just for this, but just for what we're just talking about now. Anyway, Justin.
Duke is just moist. Snake Eyes is drenched.
That's it for this installment of the wettest Full Force news burst you've ever enjoyed. Thank you to my awesome co-host, Justin Wet Bell. See you next time. And as always, I need to put the water park thing in now, don't I? Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForce podcast, or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.